Dental clinics in Arkansas are reopening under a strict state COVID-19 directive to protect both patients and practitioners, but not without some complications. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
Periodontist Dr. Pierce Osborne, a partner with Arkansas Periodontal and Implant Associates, is among an estimated 1,200 practitioners across the state directed to shut down elective dentistry by the Arkansas Department of Health on March 23rd to blunt the spread of COVID-19. At the time, Osborne had just agreed to serve as president of the Arkansas State Dental Association, which counts 800 members.
I became the president of the State Dental Association on the 14th, and the State Dental Association requested closure of all dentistry on the 16th, prior to the state's mandate.
The association, he says, later pressed the Arkansas Department of Health to reopen on March 11th rather than the 18th.
We requested that as long as the offices had the proper personal protective equipment and were prepared, that they be allowed to begin seeing their patients again, because, you know, there were quite a few patients calling needing to get in for work.
Certain dental procedures, for example, tooth drilling, create aerosols which can contain live virus. All patients are screened for symptoms of a coronavirus prior to entering any clinic and are compelled to socially distance under new state directives. The May 11th directive counts 14 requirements altogether for dental health clinics to follow.
First of all, one, we need the proper personal protective equipment, or PPE, so if you're seeing a patient, you need a mask that, you know, filters at the viral level. So the N95s, approved KN95s or equivalent mask is very important, okay? Your doctor, if he's doing a procedure that might create an aerosol, he'll wear a coat that he might not otherwise wear. He'll wear a face shield, and he'll certainly have on one of those masks.
Patient contact with staff has to be minimized, so no reading magazines in waiting rooms for now.
You may be asked to wait in the car, and we bring you from the car directly into the operatory and have you wash your hands or rinse and proceed from there.
Patients are given surgical masks pre-entry and hydrogen peroxide mouth rinse to reduce microflora prior to any procedure. Only cases of active decay and periodontitis are allowed to be treated for now.
We can't wait, you know, 6-8 months to leave a cavity untreated. You know, that can turn into a root canal and crown. You know, you take something that was a few $100s and becomes a couple $1,000s real easily if you do that. At the same time, we don't want to do unnecessary work. So this is not a good time to go in and have veneers done.
Cosmetic procedures are discouraged. Even dental hygienists are prohibited from using high-speed polishing tools.
I saw patients Wednesday and today for the first time, and it really slows you down. I would say we're seeing patients at less than half the normal rate. You can't just bring them through quickly and follow these guidelines, but they're necessary. It's, you know, this is a very serious infection.
3 days after opening on May 14th, the Arkansas State Dental Association issued a legal letter of complaint to Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, criticizing state implementation of COVID-19 dentistry guidelines.
In short, the health department and the state dental board issued several directives, many of which had unintended consequences that effectively shut down dentistry or made it very difficult, or had what they meant the directive to do created more problems than it solved.
The letter states that dentists historically follow strict infectious disease prevention protocols and that the guidelines are arbitrary, inconsistent, and vague. The complaint also says the Arkansas State Board of Dental Examiners, which provides licensure and oversight, had been given far too much authority in policing adherence to the guidelines.
I will say our members were a bit taken back, because in dentistry, you can go your whole career without, you know, having an inspection like that. It's just not something that's typically done. And when it does happen, it's because usually you did something wrong. So it was something that was new and unusual and seem to be punitive.
Osborne says the association should have been involved in formulating the May 11th reopening directive requirements. We queried the governor about the letter of complaint on Tuesday during his daily coronavirus press briefing.
I did receive the letter. I have remarked that the letter that I received from the attorney for the Dental Association was the first notice that we had that there was any issue out there.
Secretary of Health Dr. Nate Smith then stepped forward to comment as well.
The COVID-19 Dental Advisory Group met last night. I have not yet received a summary of that, but when I see that, we'll look at whatever adjustments might be needed. It sounded like some conversation needed to happen between the Dental Association and the Board of Dental Examiners. Part of the purpose of that group is that instead of lobbing letters over the wall at each other, people sit down and just talk through these issues and come up with solutions.
The COVID Dental Advisory Group has met to resolve concerns. Dr. Osborne, who's also a member of the advisory group, says stakeholders are now moving in the same direction. But because of the temporary closure, there's been collateral damage, Osborne says, with some dental practices forced to close.
Because most dental offices are, owner-operated, whereas, other healthcare professionals typically work for large corporations and things like that. So it's significant to the dental world, just shutting down for 8 weeks. Frankly, their income being nothing, that impacts them in a very negative way.
The state dental board met to discuss an additional directive it issued requiring dental clinics to call patients after treatment to learn if they had experienced COVID-19 symptoms or had tested positive. Instead, clinics can now issue letters to patients asking them to alert practitioners about their health status. CDC guidelines stipulate that if any patient post-treatment tests positive for COVID-19, clinicians and staff must self-quarantine. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.